Well, hello and welcome to the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 7th of August 2025. Hope you're well. Hope you're having a great week. It's nearly the weekend. Thankfully, I mean, it's weekend for me now, but I am absolutely shattered once again. So I'm really looking forward to having a nice, relaxing weekend. I'm actually heading up to Colchester tomorrow to see my good friend Lee Connolly from the Skinny Jean Gardener. But we're heading to the Culver Square because there's a garden show, garden festival going on there tomorrow that I am hired to be filming. Looks to be a good, fun day and lots going on that I think, well, it's very much about getting kids into gardening and bringing the kids along, of course, knowing what Lee's like. But should be a good day. If you are in Colchester or nearby, it might be worth popping along to the Culver Square. But yeah, I'm heading up there tomorrow. That should take up tomorrow, but I'll be home Saturday morning, hopefully. I say hopefully because I know what me and Lee could be like. When I get home, of course, I like to share my plans for the weekend. I am going to be tidying up the garden. I've said quite a few times now that my back garden looks like Steptoe's yard. So now the driveway and path project that has gone on and on and on is nearing completion. I'm going to start tidying up the back garden. When I say nearing completion, the concrete was poured today. Now, this is a good sign because it's one of the last things to do. It'll take a week for the concrete to cure, then the resin goes down, and then we're back. It's sorted. Once the resin's dried, of course. I'll be very, very glad to see the end of this project. So, yeah, big tidy up in the garden over the weekend, ready for that. And then I'm going to be planting out a few more of our winter vegetables. Cabbage, kale, chard, more salads, things like that will be planted out on Saturday. Sunday morning, I'm going to head down to the allotment and I'm just going to take down any leftover plants and try and plant those in any spaces that I have available. While I'm down there, of course, I'm going to harvest any vegetables and soft fruit. Actually, it's been a really good year for soft fruit this year. And it's looking like apples and pears are going to be really good as well. So very good year for fruit. Very early too, I've noticed. I've noticed sloes and elderberries are ready. And they're normally September, October. So very, very early with a lot of fruits. Blackberries are looking good too, thinking about it. Very, very early with lots of fruits. Lots and lots of fruits available as well. Particularly how many apples and pears I'm seeing as well. Plums and cherries. Well, cherries have already been and gone, actually. But you get the idea. I'm just salivating over the idea of all these fruits that are ready. Now, you might be thinking that doesn't sound like there's much to do this week. And there's actually quite a bit more that you could be doing this weekend. Of course, harvesting soft fruit and vegetables. It's a busy time for harvesting at this time of year. School holidays is always a good sign. School holidays was originally designed for 6 weeks in order to allow the children time off from school to help parents bring in the harvests. So it is a busy time we've harvested. So that's something that needs to be doing. If you're feeling that they've got too much food, just remember it's worth it. But also if you do have too much food that you can eat, may well need to start preserving some of these to make them last longer. Could be just simply freezing them or turning them into pickles and chutneys or jams, anything like that that you could do. Something I probably need to talk about once more. Perhaps that's something Scott and I should talk about. What else can we be doing this weekend? We could be sowing some seeds, beetroot, spinach, chard, turnips, but also things like brassicas such as cabbage, cauliflower and kale. Just to try and get ahead of those and get those growing ready for the winter. Feed and mulch is next on my list. So feeding our plants with a good plant food will help perk them up and give them a bit more nutrition to get them growing. And of course, mulching, something that I do like to do a lot of. In fact, I'm going to be pouring out some of the compost from my hot bin compost to see just how much we've got in there. and we'll use that as mulch. We just lay that around our plants in order to feed and mulch the plants, just place it on the soil. It will get dragged down into the soil, of course, but it just helps reduce weeds, reduce loss of moisture, etc., etc. Talking of loss of moisture, weed and water is next on my list, removing any weeds and water in any areas that are dry. I think at this time of year, we tend to do less watering because it's not so needed, but particularly indoors, in our greenhouses and things like that, it is good to remember to water. It's also going to be a good time. I don't think we've got any rain predicted this weekend, but it is going to be a good time to start planning and preparing our autumn plans. So it's a good time to sort of sit down with a notepad, pen and paper, work out what you're going to be doing over the autumn months, because that is just around the corner, and just start making those plans. Work out what you want to sow, what you want to grow. Don't forget, we're going to be heading into winter after autumn, so think ahead. And think ahead is something I always talk about. We garden all year round, but I generally like to think of winter as the ideal opportunity to really get in and do some big infrastructure jobs. So that can all go into the plans. Autumn is also a good time to really think about compost, etc., etc. as well. Clean and sharpen your tools is going to be a good job for this weekend if you are looking for something to do. Giving our good tools a good clean, make sure they've got no infection. Something like J's fluid does do the world of good in just cleaning off any bacteria or anything like that. Same as pots and things, J's fluid or a good antibacterial wash. Cleaning the tools, making sure there's no rust, dirt on the tools, sharpen our blades on our secateurs, spades, etc., etc. Also worth doing this weekend. So that should give us plenty to do for this weekend. Now, today I sowed the mustard seed from this month's seed pack. Most of you should have had your seed pack by now. I've put them in the post quite a while ago now, it feels like, but this way this is going, it probably only a few days ago. Hopefully you have got them by now, but today is the mustard seeds. Now, mustard is a seed that I do grow quite a lot of because I quite enjoy growing mustard. Mustard for me has two uses. Of course, we have the leaves that are nice, tangy flavour we use in salads, but also if you let them go to seed and produce seed, you can take those seeds and turn them into mustard sauce, mustard powder, or save them to grow some more mustard next year. So to sow them, it's fairly easy. All I do is create a drill in the soil. I tend to grow mine in the veggie pod, which isn't accessible at the moment, so I've done it straight into the soil. Just a drill in the soil, scatter a few seeds in, backfill with some compost or over, give it a good watering and wait for them to germinate. Now, at this time of year, I'd expect the germination to be within a week, maybe two. But once they're germinated, just keep an eye on them and let them grow. Keep them weed free, keep them moist, and just pick a few leaves as and when needed is what I do. Treat them a bit like cut and come again. So take some scissors, just cut them off. They'll regrow two or three times and enjoy. Now, if you are leaving them to create seed, just leave them on there to create seed. All you got to do is just leave them. Don't touch them. Just leave them, as easy as that. And then wait for them to flower. When the flowers turn to seed, wait for them to dry out, harvest the seeds. Be careful not to drop them, of course. Remove the seeds from the chaff, which is easier said than done, but I find that rubbing the seed pods in my hand and letting the seeds fall in the chaff just sort of breeze away is a good way of doing it. And then you take the seeds and you're going to do whatever you can do with those. I like to leave them in a jar. Once they are dry, got to make sure they're completely dry. I like to leave them in a jar and then just use them as mustard seeds in cooking. But if I'm going to make mustard powder, we just grind them up. And if we're making a mustard sauce, just add a bit of vinegar. Really as easy as that. Give it a try. Really well worth trying. I think mustard is one of those seeds that we grow a lot of, but we never really use to its full potential. And it's one I highly recommend we just try. Just try. Got no harm in seeing what we can do with it and enjoying it. Right, I am absolutely desperate to get off to bed, so I'm going to wrap this one up. We will be back on Sunday, where I'm going to be talking about what we're going to be doing on Sunday. I can't remember what seed I was sowing, but you'll hear what I've been up to over the weekend. We've got a live stream on Sunday as well at 6 on Facebook and YouTube, etc., etc. But until then, please take care.